This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. HarperCollins presents Assassin's Fate, Book 3 of Fitz and the Fool by Robin Hobb, read by Avita Jay and David Thorpe. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. There are children holding hands in a circle. In the middle, a single child stands. The child wears a blindfold, but there are painted eyes on the blindfold. The eyes are black and staring, edged with red. The child in the middle turns in a circle, hands outstretched. All the other children dance in a wider circle around her. They sing a song. As long as the circle holds, the futures can be foretold. You must be hard of heart to tear the circle apart. It looks like a merry game. Each child in the outer circle shouts a sentence or a phrase. I cannot hear what they are saying, but the blinded child can. She begins to shout back at them, her words torn by a slowly rising wind. Burn it all! The dragons fall! The sea will rise! The jewel-strewn skies! One comes as two! The four shall rue! Two come as one! Your reign is done! Forfeit all lives! No one survives!